welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Hello, everybody. How are you finding today? I hope it's good. This is Nicole, and you've reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain, with me, Nicole Sachs. Glad you're here. Happy to be with you today. So today, I'm just going to riff a little bit. It's going to be you, me, and a beautiful speak pipe from Jody. And I kind of don't really know exactly where I'm going to go with it, but I know the center, the topic, the heart of this podcast, and I want it to be about gratitude, but about real, actual gratitude, not about cheesy cards that you could find, you know, at a Hallmark store. I'm talking about, like, what does it mean to have actual, deep, messy, human gratitude? Because if we don't stop and remember that that is not only necessary, but like a huge, most important part of finding joy in life, we will forget to do it. And it's really, really, really important. And it's actually the stepping stone for so many next steps of our healing paths and our growth. So really, really an important topic that I want to cover today. So before we get to Jody's speak pipe, just a couple of things. This podcast will air in mid-June, which means we are 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away maybe, from the Omega retreat. And as you'll hear in Jody's speak pipe, she is coming to Omega. So Jody, girl, shout out to you out there. I cannot wait to give you a hug. And if you want to join us, if you're kind of a last minute person and it's a couple weeks away from the retreat, if you can find your way to Rhinebeck, New York, the beautiful bucolic rolling hills of the Omega Institute, where giants have walked before me, like Ram Dass and the Dalai Lama, and some of my favorites like Cheryl Strayed and Glennon Doyle and Abby Wambach and Elizabeth Gilbert and so millions of many more. Come join me as I lead an incredible 1 week retreat, 5 days, actually June 25th through the 30th. So please come and join us. You can go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com, click on the retreats tab. You can go to my Instagram at Nicole Sachs LCSW and click on my profile and the link in my bio, and you can get it there. Or you could go to eomega.org and search Nicole Sachs Freedom from Chronic Pain, because that is my retreat. So I hope to meet you and to connect with you there. It's going to be incredible. I cannot wait. Get so excited. It's like my only way to go to summer camp. You know, it's like that's how I feel like I go to camp. So, and I know my instructors feel the same way. And I have new instructors this year, several of them. It's going to be incredible. So that's that. And I'm going to skip over all the rest of the housekeeping. Anything you need to know, you can find at my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Click on the resources tab, click on the retreats tab. If you need help, if you need me, that's the way to find me. And I have so much to offer there. I want to jump right into gratitude. I want to jump right into the way we hold ourselves when we live in the space of appreciation, in the space of pause, in the space of self-reflection, in the space of giving ourselves the chance to respond rather than react to life, and in the way our pain can heal as a result. Before I jump in with my own thoughts, let's just play Jody's beautiful speak pipe. Jody was obviously dealing with some post-concussion syndrome, which I've heard a lot about over the years, and she was obviously completely owned by it, as we tend to be when we're in that low vibration space of struggling with pain. She found this work. She found my podcast. She related to her prior experiences with Dr. Sarno, which is so key. And she is thriving and on her way to the Omega Institute this summer. So let me play Jody's speak pipe, and then we will talk on the other side.
Hey, Nicole, my name is Jody. I first heard your podcast last summer, and it changed my life. I had been suffering from debilitating concussions. I called it a concussion syndrome at that point. But basically, I was living large chunks of my life in a dark room with the curtains taped to the wall so that no sliver of light could come through. I couldn't play tennis. I couldn't walk. I couldn't go out with my dogs. I couldn't read. I could barely function as a human being. And then one of my friends said, "Oh, Jody, I just heard a wonderful podcast that you're going to find interesting." I started to listen to it. It was your story. I started from the beginning. And as soon as you mentioned John Sarno, a light bulb went off in my head. And I just went, "Holy shit, that's me." I had read John Sarno's book 30 years ago, and it cured my back pain as a young woman. And I had thought about it a few times over the years, but I'm like, oh, there's no way that this concussion syndrome could be TMS. But when I heard your voice and your story, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, oh my God, that's me. And I started listening like crazy, and I have my life back, and I just am so grateful. And I'm coming to Omega. So I am going to look forward to meeting you at the end of June.
Oh, Jody, so amazing. So happy for you. And Jody, you know, this is the thing about Jody. She's not unique. Any of you guys can arrive there if you open yourself to the three facets of my work, which are believe, do the work, and patience and kindness for yourself. And we talk about these things all the time on this podcast. Of course, we delve deeply into it together at Omega. And I have so many retreat recordings and different offerings, you know, like I said, go to my website and check it out. Here's the thing about gratitude. I feel like gratitude gets a cheesy rap, kind of like inner child work and a lot of things that have become tropes and memes and things that people make fun of. But gratitude, actual living gratitude, gratitude that is a verb, we are gratituding all over the place, is actually about pausing and saying, how far have I come? You know, where am I? What has made the difference in my life? And one of the first things I like to tell people that is so key, and you cannot skip over this part, and let's do it together right now, is you have to check in and say, where am I in my life? Where am I with my relationships? Where am I in my healing journey? And how is that different, let's say, from like 6 months ago? And take stock. You know, even if you want to write down, if you want to write down some bullet points of where you are today and then kind of picture a date about 6 months ago, maybe you were at a wedding or a graduation or a party or, you know, a work event, or it was your kid's birthday, or it was your birthday or whatever. And say, how was I on that night? How was I with family? How was I with myself on that day? You know, where was my pain? Where was my attitude? Where was my mindset? And then see where you are today. And I bet if you're a person that's dedicated to doing this work, if you're listening to this podcast regularly, if you're availing yourself of whatever resources you can, you're going to see a change. You're going to see a shift. And you need to acknowledge that. That's how we grow gratitude. Gratitude is grown in the seeds of in the soil of us remembering where we've come from and remembering how far we've come and remembering what we did to get there. You know, I was just interviewing Heather a couple weeks back, if you heard her Real Time Heal, and one of the things she really focused on is that she was grateful for the pain. And I can imagine that in that worst moment in that car ride when Rachel was having the worst migraine of her life, 10 out of 10 pain, and her arm went numb and she couldn't feel her hand and she thought she was having a stroke, I don't think Heather felt gratitude in that moment. But I bet she knows, well, I know she knows that she feels it now. And it's because the pain is an invitation. It's an invitation that brings us to the precipice of the truths that have been waiting our acknowledgement. You'll hear me say that often. It's one of the Nicole-isms that gets, you know, bantered around because it's really freaking true. Our pain sucks. It's the worst. It brings us to our knees. It feels like nothing could ever be worse than it until You use it as a door to open. You use it as an invitation. You say, fine, fine. I throw my hands up. I surrender. I surrender. I can't keep doing what I'm doing and keep getting what I'm getting because what I'm getting is no longer acceptable to me. So you use the pain as an entry point, as an invitation. You walk through the door and you say, well, now what's next? And oh boy, what's next is not always fun. I often say the reward for hard work is more hard work. And I'm so sorry. And I'm sorry for myself too, because it sucks when you realize that. But it's also a great gift because then you get to do more hard work. And you get to go to your journal speak practice and you get to be in the space of the answer. Allow, name, stay, and release. And as you allow, and allowing is oftentimes the falling to our knees, the surrender, the saying, fine, I can't keep doing what I'm doing. I allow in the new ideas about the work, the mindset, the new understanding of nervous system dysregulation and doing this work. I'm going to name it. I'm going to learn about how to do journal speak. You know, maybe go back to the beginning of this podcast, listen to the early episodes, understand how to do journal speak, go to my website, click on the free resources, on the frequently asked questions on how to journal speak, and then I'm going to do it. That's naming. Naming and being with that which has happened, that which has hurt me, that which has cracked me open, the relationships that have been so challenging but then so rewarding, you know, that's name. And then staying. My God, staying. When we want to run, but we stay. We stay. Why? Because we know what it's like to run and it's not fucking working anymore. It's not working to run to alcohol, to run to drugs, to run to shopping, to run to exercise, even if exercise is healthy, even if shopping is fun, even if the occasional drink is good for you. It's not about running. It's about being present. And any of those things you use them healthily through the lens of love. And we know that running hasn't worked. And we know that avoidance hasn't worked and dissociating hasn't worked and codependency and throwing ourselves into other people's problems hasn't worked. And so that is staying. Staying is saying, okay, this might feel like the most uncomfortable thing right now, but I'm actually going to stay. I'm going to stay here and be present in my own life and see what happens. Honestly, guys, sometimes it's just about curiosity. Sometimes it's about saying, well, the other way didn't work, so let me replace my fear with curiosity. Let me stay. Let me sit with my feelings. Let me practice self-compassion. Let me practice reaching out and connecting with people rather than shutting them out while I stay with my feelings. Creating your family, you know, if your own family isn't helpful for your journey right now, gather your family, your friends, your found family, whatever it takes for you, and stay. And then what is the natural consequence of allowing, naming, and staying? It's release. Your pain signals stop firing, the release of your pain, the release of your stuckness, moving forward. All of this is available to you. And within that, you are going to experience such incredible, ecstatic gratitude. And that's what Jody's feeling. And that's what Heather's feeling. And that's what leagues and leagues of you guys that contact me from all over the world are feeling. You know, this podcast is getting out there, guys. We're almost at 4.5 million downloads. Like, you guys are listening. You're paying attention. You're doing this work in your own lives. And I want to hear from you, by the way. Don't forget about SpeakPipe. Go to speakpipe.com/Nicole Sachs, NicoleSachs, and send me a SpeakPipe. Tell me of your gratitude. Tell me of your success. You can ask me questions and you can also tell me and tell me of issues and problems and struggles and challenges. Anything you say there, I will hear. But also, I really want to hear, like, have you been brought to your knees and been forced to do something differently and experience this kind of gratitude? Because it's really remarkable. And I hear from it, you guys, about it a lot. And it's just, it never fails to feel equally as exciting every single time. And so, you know, I want us to just be in that space of gratitude. I want us to not forget to take stock, not forget to look back on times past and see how far you've come. Really take an inventory, because There's nothing more powerful than that. We want to be in gratitude. Gratitude's also the space of abundance. It's the space of generative energy. You know, we want to generate, we want to learn, we want to expand. And you know, here's another thing that I want to remind you of. Expansion requires contraction. I often think of the way a jellyfish swims, how it kind of contracts into itself and then expands, and then it contracts into itself and it expands. And like, you can't always move forward without a moment of contraction. So if you're in a moment of contraction, if things feel really stuck, if you feel really inflexible, if you're being triggered, no worries. Be there then. Allow, name, and stay there, because the natural consequence of that is a release, and the release leads to expansion. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to live as much as possible in an expansive posture, because that's when we're calling in abundance. That's when we're calling in relationships. You know, if you're struggling, if you're looking to invite more love in your life or make more space in the relationships you currently have, this is how. You know, we're all so sweet. It's all so tender and so dear and so poignant to me, because nobody wants to be stuck. Nobody wants to be in pain. Nobody wants to be stagnant and immovable. Like, it sucks. I have been there. You have been there. We've all been there. It sucks. So what can we do differently? Well, today I suggest what we can do differently is we can pause. We can pause and we can say, maybe what Nicole's saying, even though it's making me annoyed at the moment, is really what I need to do. I need to allow, name, and stay my stuckness. I need to allow for release. I need to move into expansion. And that's where we find gratitude. So just a little plug for that today, just a quick check-in to come there and to invite you to join me, because, you know, I'm in serious prep for Omega as we speak, really getting ready to bring my best possible work and community building and education and instructors and joy, music, expression, all of that to you in a couple of weeks. And as I'm doing that, I sit with my gratitude. And when I'm in something, I really want to bring it to you. And I have a lot of it right now. So that's my message for you today, and Jody's message for you today. And if you haven't signed up, come join us at Omega. It's like just so amazing. So amazing. I cannot wait. And Lisa's going to be there. So if you guys have been wondering about my love, my Lisa, who has been on this podcast a little bit, certainly huge in the behind the scenes of writing this podcast and producing it with me, she's going to be there too. And she's the best, the brightest light. And I can't wait to introduce you to her as well. And the rest of my crew. So I hope this was a little inspiration for you today. Maybe a dim light in what has been kind of a space of darkness. Maybe that is the case. Hopefully you've listened thus far, if that's the case for you. And I send you all big love. And if you're enjoying this podcast, it really is helpful for me if you go over to iTunes and rate and review it. It helps other people find the podcast, and God knows we need as much light as possible these days in this world. All right, my loves, all good things. And until next week, this has been Nicole Sachs with the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast. All right, take care.